You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at something like 11:03, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even if we haven't been doing it on the radio for a few weeks, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, something right after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Now you might say to yourself, how could it be days and weeks? I haven't heard you on WMFO in months. Well, you see, even though WMFO hasn't been having live programming, Bubbles in the Think Tank has continued on with you, the listener. Well, obviously not you, because you didn't know what was happening. But those other listeners, they have been hanging out with us over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group every single week as we have been streaming live on the internet, letting this show and the silliness that is required by each and every one of you, letting it continue on every week, same time, just a different place. Even tonight, we're going to be streaming it online. Well, of course, we always do through WMFO, but we're going to be broadcasting in a couple of different ways, but everybody's going to hang out over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and have a little conversation about what we're playing, what we're doing, what we're listening to, what we're thinking. You know how it goes. I hope you'll join in with them over there at said group. But right now, you're going to have to listen to me play silliness about stuff I've been doing. Because when has it ever been different than that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? One, two,
three, four. I know that it's right. It's a beautiful day and the stars are so bright. We'll be together forever and ever. We
'cause I know it's right to begin to feel your body so different spin. I don't need to know you, I just gotta show you that I know it's right, it's right. When I first saw you, it was a revelation, and I knew that it wasn't my imagination. Take my hand, take me to your wonderland. It's so natural, I don't have to think about it, I just know it's right. A revelation, and I knew that it wasn't my imagination. Take my hand, take me to your promised land. I always knew it, there's nothing to it, 'cause I know it's right. I'm gonna love you forever and ever and ever. Whenever you're near, so perfectly clear, and I know it's right. A revelation, and I knew that it wasn't my imagination. Take my hand, take me to your wonderland. We'll be together forever and ever, because I know it's right. Yes, it's right to be the butter, butter, babble, to be babble, to bab. Babble, beep, bab, bab, bab. Skiddly bab, boodly bab, beep, bab, beep, bab, beep, beep, doo bab.
Believe. I remember seeing a steam-driven steamroller when I was 4 years old. That's all I remember. Another thing I remember, too, I ate some plaster flour or sizing compound, and it made me awful sick. Now, that's all I remember when I was 4 years old. I can tell you what happened when I was 5 years old. My father, Lewis Turner, made me a toy wooden robot figurine. And I had a girlfriend, Joyce Viola, and a wooden playhouse in the backyard. That's all. I can tell you more, but that's all I want to tell you right now.
Much more grown up, I fear that I must own up to the fact that I'm in doubt of what the modern cynics shout of. They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather, They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on the wing. I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. Could it be spring? Those bells that I can hear ringing, it may be spring. But when the robin stops singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they say it's spring, it's you. If poets sing that when a heart's sympathetic, it's merely spring, then poets' plights are pathetic, though I'm poetic too. They say it's spring. For lovers, there's where the lure is, that evil thing, for which September the cure is. This they are sure is true. Though I know that it's so, that my fancy may turn in the spring with a right one in sight. One can find a perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that you bought me, though it was spring? That wondrous day that you caught me, darling, I thought we knew that it wasn't spring, 'twas you.
Like a squirrel. for two. Paris in the spring. Hearts begin to dance. And in every glance you'll find an invitation to romance. You must fall. You simply can't. Someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. It's grand, it's new. It's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and somehow I remember to say these things without even thinking about it when I'm saying them at the right time, in the right place, on the right radio station. It's nice to be back, even if I'm not back at all. Crazy how this works. As the old saying goes, that wasn't 30 minutes. Yet somehow it kind of sort of was. Wrapping up the first quarter of this evening's program, we're going to try to keep it to a strict 2 hours so we can actually fit in to the WMFO schedule again. Why the heck not? That's what I say. Discipline. We like stern discipline right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Speaking of which, I think we should get right back to the silliness because there's no time to waste when you're talking about gardening. But, you know, we're going to take a look back at a cut from a radio obituary a few years ago, as the band performing this track was referenced in a radio obituary just last week. You can get access to our archives from the past few months over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Do it if you want. We'd love to have you, as we love to have you right now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My regrets couldn't be greater at having to scram, plant you down, dig you later. I'm on the lam. Bye-bye, my hip, dude. Solid and true. I'll stay in step, dude, till I come digging for you. So, little potato, stay right where you are. Plant you down, dig you later. Means live alone and like it, just like the birds in the trees. Up above the briars, live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That could be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. I can't have the moon, but I don't have to have it night and day.
anyway. Anyway, that's a lie. Because I don't live alone. And I wouldn't like it even a little. And I don't work alone either. Because you wouldn't like it. So would you now join me in thanking my band? On the bass, the remarkable Ratso Harris. And on the drums, the astonishing Ray Grappone. Never be resolved, free to disengage. When the story is getting too involved, problem solved on my own with only me to concern myself. Doesn't mean I'm only, just that I'm free. Live alone and like it, that's the answer for me. That's the answer for me. Not gonna stay, pledge now, take you later. I'm on my way, my regrets couldn't be greater. Having to scram, pledge now, take you later. I'm on the lam, bye-bye my hip dude. Solid and true, I'll stay in step dude. Till I come digging for you, ooh. So little potato, stay right where you are. Pledge now, take you later. Means au revoir, just au revoir.
Needed a new leader to restore its former glory.
Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Come on, Germany.
Born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
my pussy.
It might be fun to be a worm and tunnel in the ground and only come up to the top of the ground when no one is around. Oh, maybe I better...
The latest thing that's on my mind is compost piles. And, then I could, let's see, put big, juicy, sweet raspberries in your dreams, Peter, and a big hand-carrying wooden bucket filled full of sweet, nipple-picked, early, dear, quite calm morning. Deck the borders of 75-acre farm with a good raspberry-producing variety. Take care of each bush. Mulch it with best food. Prune the old stalks, and in 5 years, how many one-hand wooden buckets will you be picking? Is that 1 gallon wooden bucket or 2 gallon wooden bucket? Well, I don't know. If it's 2 gallons, the first raspberries picked on the bottom might be squashed to death, and that might be all right if it's used for jam. Dear raspberries made into jam, winter toast jam, are you so sweet in your nippled treat that sugar nor honey needs to be mixed in the preparation preserves pot? I'm going to sing a song to my raspberry bushes and tell them their sweet red fingertips are as sweet as the growing sun. I'm going to sing to them a song all day long and tell them their red eyes are so sweet that every berry is a little red sun come down to earth for me to look at closer. Millions of little red sweet suns surrounding the farm. How lucky I am to become a farmer for the last 8 years, and I've been hanging my ass close to the low to the ground. I've been lazy, too, letting the 250 strawberry transplants that Denise and Rose planted and let them go to weeds, and now there's no more strawberries in the strawberry patch. And hit myself over the head with a thin wooden stick. I went walking over the patch, and there, lo, behold, there was a strawberry growing tall as a weed. No strawberry red fruit, but long strawberry stem and huge strawberry leaves trying to grow as tall as the knee-high weeds. How lucky I am to be a New York City farmer. Every time I come into the country, I come from the country into the city in late fall, and just about when the first snow falls, and then I sit back and think, poor New York City. It doesn't recycle its shit and piss. There's so much human manure drop, just like chicken droppings, and all for it to be wasted and now to be turned and not be turned into fertilizer. It is more sad than the sudden disappearance. Million bowls of fresh raspberries to be eaten free on the corner of 12th Street and 1st Avenue. Yeah. Poor New York City. Even simple cows don't throw away their shit, but let it drop near where their many eating spots, and next year it grows into better green grass than before. It's true. For decades, New York City has been saying, I don't give a shit, and that's what it all means. No one in the dear city gives a shit, so that's all of, let's say, the most intelligent Columbia students' shit goes to waste. And it's sad. On the farm, I take my breaks, and I take my breaks to take a piss on the compost pile, and that's where it does good. The urea in the urine is human fertilizer. And if there is some way of only getting all the city pissing collected for me to bring it out to the farms and start feeding to the soils upstate, I would be willing to work free on this recycling human, New York City human waste in return for a couple of loads of recycled human shit and piss. Then I could take on where Charlie left off. Oh, for the life of a city shit, that's the life for me.
Oh, was the big weekend away?
Mm, we had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And?
And?
And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills. I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Well, my love is a flower just beginning to bloom, like those things from your garden that spring from gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom, beginning to bloom, to bloom. My love is a birdie who's just learning to trill. I must be patient with her now, so I will. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom, beginning to bloom, to bloom. She's still learning to love herself. She's still learning to let herself go. And she's still learning to trust herself. And Jonathan's gotta be patient, because I know that my love is a flower just beginning to bloom, just like those things from your garden that spring from the gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom. She's just beginning to bloom, to bloom. And she's still learning to love herself. And she's still learning to let herself go.
And that's hard, you know.
She's still learning to trust herself.
I gotta give her a break. I gotta be patient, because I know that my love, she's like a flower just beginning to bloom, just like those things from your garden that spring from the gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom, beginning to bloom, to bloom.
D means stare, D-I-G means see, D-I-G means glare, D-I-G means to use your eyes, so dig, 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 you crazy guys, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you crazy guys. D-I-G means glance, D-I-G means peep, D-I-G means watch, D-I-G means peek. D-I-G means to be alert, so dig, 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 dig till it hurts. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig till it hurts. D-I-G means gaze, D-I-G means ogle, D-I-G means observe, D-I-G means goggle, D-I-G means to look at that, so dig, 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 you solid cats. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you solid cats. D-I-G means sharp, D-I-G means knowledge, D-I-G means brains, D-I-G means college, D-I-G means you know the score, so dig, 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 and dig some more. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig some more. D-I-G means clear, D-I-G means understand. D-I-G means catch. D-I-G means comprehend. D-I-G means that you are hip. So dig, dig, dig those cool lips. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those cool lips. D-I-G means poise. D-I-G means smoothie. D-I-G means smart. D-I-G means groovy. D-I-G means you know the trick. So dig, dig, dig those nervous chicks. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those nervous chicks. So dig, 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 dig away.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first hour of this evening's program. Even though it was a little less than an hour, doesn't make any sense that I didn't go over like I normally do. But everything's weird everywhere all the time now. But luckily, we're in this together. You, the listener, and me, Belinda. We're a great team. Now it's time for us to begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to start off the way that we always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Alfred Uganda Roberts, the American percussionist and conga player, best known for playing with Professor Longhair from 1972 through 1980. He also played with Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, Irma Thomas, many, many others. Uganda Roberts just passed away at 77. He's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
His mind. Now tree monkey sitting in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Say one to the other, now listen you two. There's a certain rumor that can't be true. You know he lies. That man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace.
Just say goodbye.
No monkey ever deserted his wife. Starve a baby and rent her life. The monkey speak his mind. And you never know a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk.
Abuse.
Pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother.
Confused.
Speaks his mind. And another thing you never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree.